Maine voters will decide next week whether to keep ranked choice voting in future elections. As Mal Leary reports, two very different campaigns are underway, each attempting to shape public opinion in advance of Tuesday.
Supporters of ranked choice voting are behind hundreds of thousands of dollars of broadcast ads urging Mainers to keep the system they will use for the first time next week.
Hi guys, it's Jen Lawrence. Did you know there's an election coming up on June 12th? It's so important to get out and vote yes on question one to protect ranked choice voting.
Supporters have also held forums around the state, sent out mailings, and posted videos on Facebook and other social media platforms to urge voters to keep ranked choice voting. While the Yes camp has had the airwaves to themselves, opponents are waging a campaign of lawn signs and social media. Republican State Representative Beth O'Connor of Berwick, who wants ranked choice voting repealed, says a loose network of opponents is delivering its messaging through Facebook.
They've been able to reach well over 75,000 people on social media with that video. And then we have other people who are using the same platforms.
O'Connor says while opponents don't have the money to buy advertising, they also believe that targeted messages to likely voters via social media are far more effective and cost-efficient than broadcast advertising in primary elections. UMaine Farmington political science professor Jim Melcher says that the electorate in a primary is not only much smaller, it also tends to be more informed.
I think the people who like ranked choice voting are going to turn out. They're very intense. They care a lot. They tend to be high education voters.
And Melcher says these voters also share another common trait.
Most consistent, staunch supporters of ranked choice voting have tended to be independents. You know, all those national independent groups have been talking this up. What a great thing this is.
But the challenge for the Yes campaign, says UMaine's Mark Brewer, will be to get those independents to turn out in a primary election, which is really built for the two major parties.
Independents don't have a gubernatorial primary to weigh in on. They don't have a second district congressional primary to weigh in on. So what's going to bring them the polls in June? Well, if you're a ranked choice voting supporter, you better hope it's ranked choice voting that's going to bring them there.
Brewer says polling during the initial campaign for ranked choice voting 2 years ago indicated that independents strongly supported the proposal, which passed by a margin of 52% to 48%. Kyle Bailey, campaign manager for ranked choice voting, says the strategy this time around has been designed to respond to the expected electorate.
Every election is different, right? A presidential election is different from a midterm election, which is different from an off-year election. So the work we need to do is to educate voters who participate in primaries.
That education will include the election itself, as primary voters will get to kick the tires on the ranked choice voting system they're being asked to preserve for future contests. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.